Hey Mandy, hey Weezy. I was just calling to say that I love you guys so much, but I'm gonna have to stop listening to the podcast because unfortunately, you guys are making me regret all the whole shit I never did in my life, especially fucking all those ball players that tried to talk to me. So right now, while I'm mourning peace, yeah, I'm married now, so I can't entertain any of that shit. So while I mourn, I'm just gonna have to like let you girls go. I used to live vicariously through you, and now I'm just sad. But I wish you girls the best of luck. Your podcast is awesome. Keep normalizing hoe shit. 'Cause I know I would have been a hoe more if I would have known this podcast was around back in my day. And yeah, keep doing your thing. I hope you make it all the way to the top. Love you guys. Bye.
That was cute. I really hope she still does listen to us, however.
I do too.
I'm pretty sure she does. We don't want to make people regret not.
I don't think it's like the
whole
shit. I think that maybe she just might be, this is maybe overstepping, but maybe she's just bored and the stories sound fun.
Maybe. That's what I was about to say. You could still be a hoe with your nigga.
Yeah.
Even if you marry.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe.
You might need to spice it up.
Maybe you need to talk to your nigga. Not us. Don't blame us.
I did this with my ex once. I met up with him at a hotel. And, like, we didn't text or talk all day. Like, I just met him in the room, fucked him. Like, we acted like we met online. It was really fun.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe she should do that. I mean, I don't think she asked for our advice, but, bitch, you better still be listening.
Oh, welcome to Horrible Decisions. That's normally
Hi,
Mandy's
guys.
Job. But
yeah,
look who's
she
living.
Just jumped right on in the motherfucking shit. I am back from L.A. All-Star Weekend. It's your girl, Mandy.
And I'm Weezy.
And, of course, we have a beautiful, wonderful guest in the building that we will be introducing to y'all shortly. But we realized that we ain't update y'all hoes on what the fuck been going on with us.
At all, bitch.
So, I guess
I want been interviewing a lot of couples.
We've been doing a lot of interviewing, and because we've had so much content that we wanted to get through, we've kind of been like, them hoes ain't got to hear about us, but we're going to make sure we update y'all a little bit because there have been, you know, not really dramatic changes, more so on Weezy's end than mine.
Fuck you.
but I wanted to apologize first and foremost
for
to all of our listeners. Because I went to Los Angeles for All-Star Weekend and did not get dick. And I know that we're supposed to be doing shit for research purposes, but
I need to be sucking dick for research. You know,
I
need to know what cum tastes
like
and everything.
You know what's crazy? Like, of course, like, I got the hit up to come to this hotel, but he was downtown. I was in West Hollywood. And everything is, like, 30 minutes apart from everything. And then I really had to sit here and think. I was just like, I have dick waiting in New York upon arrival. And so I'm really starting to get to this mindset where why am I going to add a body or why am I just going to use my pussy muscles on a nigga that might not please me the way I'm currently getting pleased? So it's like, why waste?
Someone's in love.
It's not love. It's my vagina that wants to be.
Bitch, you're full
of
shit.
No, bitch. I literally had the conversation with him too, like, because I did see him when I got back.
She couldn't wait to throw that in there because I was with that nigga last night.
Shut the fuck up. I'm just saying. And so I told him, I said, nigga, you really ruining, like, my dating life right now because I don't really want to add no other bodies or dicks because you are dick for me. And it's just, don't say shit. Let me finish because you with the bullshit.
Situationship.
It's not a situationship.
Oh, you were in
we
a situationship,
fuck,
bitch. You got that nigga a gift, and you're not trying to fuck anybody else because the dick is too good. You're in a
the
situationship.
The dick is just good. That's it. But I want someone to come and be my company, my Netflix chill buddy, but like one day a week because that's all I have time for. But he be out of town. And the hours I see him, girl, it's just, it's studio hours compared to real work-life hours. Fuck you in your ass with no lube. But
oh, no.
I
know you
want,
do that.
I just wanted to say that I apologize for not being as horrible as I'm sure everyone was expecting me to be.
Actually, have the roles reversed?
What? What's going on? Bitch, you've always been the most hoish. I don't know why you be acting.
At our live show.
I don't know why you be acting.
Going, Alex, who's the bigger hoe?
No, Shame. Who's the bigger hoe, Alex?
I'm not.
While she sat here,
at all.
Listen, this is coming from the girl who just yesterday said, I couldn't talk to anyone else because technically I'm already fucking three people. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Okay,
well, that's
bad.
My new hoe.
Okay,
life.
So
hold
guys,
on. Also,
I guess let's update.
You listen to the show. Who's the bigger hoe?
But see, this is the thing.
Thank you. This is the
thing,
though. This is the thing, though. Hold on. Go ahead.
Y'all hoe in different ways.
Thank you,
bitch. You understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Y'all hoe on different levels. It's levels to wholeness.
Ooh.
And y'all have different levels of hoe.
She,
Weezy, you have a hoe.
She's just an emotional hoe.
Your hoe level is more like you know what? Like, you, I think you think about your wholeness a little bit more. And I think maybe you're more like, you know what? Let's do this. I'm here for
you. Have you listened to all of our episodes?
Not all of them, but I've listened to a good number of them.
So you're the first guest in a while that has, and I appreciate that analysis.
I do appreciate
which
that.
Which pretty much was like, bitch, you the hoe.
No, bitch, you're just the emotional one. You attach, oh my God, I really like this person.
And it's okay.
And me, I can sit here and separate okay. between okay. liking somebody and liking their dick. There's a difference. But go ahead. I think it's very important. So a lot of our listeners, you guys, you know, clearly 24/7 been getting questioned about. But what's really been getting questioned about is, we haven't heard about, lover boy, where are you? Lover boy, where are you? Lover boy, where are you? So do you want to let our listeners know why the fuck lover boy has disappeared?
I'm not going to say why. There are some things that I've been learning for my own sanity I need to keep private. Sincerely, like... No. I feel like sometimes I give so much of myself on this podcast, and it has affected me in ways I didn't even think about. But now I'm ready to talk about it, because I wasn't before, because I was just really confused on how to process it.
Literally 2 months in, she's like, I'm still not ready to talk about Loverboy. We'll talk about him, though. So
honestly.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I lost my best friend. So Loverboy and I aren't dating. It was a very, very nice breakup. We even had breakup sex and a kiss. And, like, it was very understanding, like, this just isn't going to work. And it was very hard because it was coming right after the holidays, especially when he got me my nice-ass gift. And I was like, damn, Valentine's Day over. But I need my Gucci shoes to match my new watch. No, but it was a civilized breakup. And I think it was very hard because... I don't really have a lot of people that I'm that close to in New York. And so not only did I lose a lover, but the really big part for me that was difficult of letting go was, like, now this friend is gone. You right. know, when you want to text someone, anything that's going on, like, he's just such a big part of my life. And frankly, this podcast, like, I hate to say this, but the second that we were talking about breaking up, I was like, oh, my God.
She was like,
I don't know what to do.
No.
And it was stupid because I genuinely don't really care what people think, but it was more of the, like, how much do I have to explain about myself? We had great breakup sex. It was like right after we decided we weren't going to date anymore. I think I started crying. And then he kissed me to comfort me. And then we fucked on his countertop. And it was dope.
Countertop sex is so fun.
And it was really, really passionate and deep. And like,
I had to let my roommate know, girl, when you be gone.
Let me tell you the strange
chicken,
thing.
The kitchen be getting used.
The weird reaction. I never fuck in the kitchen. I need to.
No, fuck in the kitchen, girl. Have your legs up on the counter.
But we know my apartment's too small to fuck in my kitchen.
I mean, you take two steps and you're in the kitchen. So technically.
Fuck out the kitchen window.
No, that's right. I didn't cry. I was just looking sad. And then we fucked. But immediately after I came and he came, which is at the same time, then I started crying. And then I was like, I got to get out of here. Seriously.
It was sad.
Oh, no, don't worry. It'll get better. And it was, like, awful because, like, you fuck and you have this... I mean, I don't know if anyone else has ever been through this. Or I've never had breakup sex. Because I guess I've never had a civilized breakup. I've never, like, broken up with someone and not been yelling or screaming. It was just like, hey, this isn't working.
This isn't working.
And yet. I really care about you. And, like, it was great, the sex. So I was depressed because I was like, damn, oh, sorry, my mom. I'm not answering. Even though I know she's going to be like, suck dick. So for the first 2 weeks, I was talking to my therapist, like, I know that I can't be with him and don't want to be with him, and this isn't the right person for me, but I just feel, like, so defeated. So I stayed super busy.
They all want to know who
I'm
you
getting
fucking
this.
Now.
Ended okay, up getting on Bumble.
Now? Okay, Bumble.
And was going on some terrible dates, and it just wasn't going good, and I was like, I'm done with this.
So trash.
I meet this dope-ass dude 2 weeks ago. And when I tell you I did not want to go on this date, I thought it was going to be awful. I saw him, and the first thing out of my mouth was like, oh, my God, you're so cute. Tall, fucking hot, tattooed. He's like 6'2", 6'3", wears
Everything
glasses.
You're explaining, because I know he's white, I'm not feeling the, oh, he's probably really fine.
Bitch,
I'm just not
hot.
Feeling the description. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say these few things. He's so smart that it literally was such a turn on. So I feel like I'm going to dub this dude Jeeves because he's very, I feel like I can ask him anything. You remember Ask Jeeves? He just feels like that.
So his name is going to be Jeeves.
He hasn't said anything, or I haven't asked anything, or we haven't talked about anything that he doesn't fucking know yet. Like, everything.
I like that.
Just a lot in his fucking head, and it's just like gushing pussy. Also, I be saying a lot of niggerish shit, and he just be really with it, and that also was like, he sent me these Kanye samples. There was just like mad shit he was doing. So Sunday, we was going to see Black Panther. Bitch, he was in Brooklyn on DeKalb Ave Stop, turned up with the outfits and the boots and the fucking coat, and I was like, I'm about to fuck him right now.
I
just fucking love that he knows how black I am. I feel like he does. Anyway, so we went out Sunday. I took him to a drag show. He was so fucking down with it. And I loved that part also because Black Panther was sold out. And he was just with it the whole fucking time and like can go with anything. And that's when I knew he deserved the pussy.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw that on your IG Live, I was sure you were with your girlfriend.
I'll explain her
so
too.
So you're also fucking a girl and a guy.
Can I talk about the sex
last night? You really don't take a break. You just go from one relationship to kind of
it
two and a half
relationships.
Now.
It's just like now I'm actually getting the hotation up, right? Like the bad thing is like I'm really hoping that I can like date someone else because I could see me being into this guy. So anyway, last night I knew I was gonna fuck him last night. I don't know if he knew. He probably definitely knew because I was saying things that was like, oh, I hope you don't have plans in the morning because you're fucking me. I was like, oh, you know, he sent me music a lot. I was like, we should have a playlist battle after the bars tonight. Like, I was like letting him know he was going to be fucking me. So, my fault. We go out last night to this place called Slipper Room. It's like a burlesque show. They do a bunch of crazy shit. And I wanted to like get in the sexy mood and we were drinking and having a good time. I got so wasted.
Which is why you were 10 minutes late today.
And shut up. And he says to me, and once that consent starts, like consent talk started to happen, that's when I knew I really wanted to fuck him. He's like, listen.
What is consent talk?
He was like, I really like you and we don't have to do anything. And I just want to know if it's okay if we could like touch each other and like play around a little bit and like roll around your bed and blah, blah, blah.
I will say, check this out. Niggas don't have consent talk.
I've never had that.
A nigga ain't never been like, I really like you. Can I touch you? They just kind of
But like, I think he knew how fucked up I was.
I'm like grabbing titties.
And that was really, but it was nice because he was like, okay, maybe she wanted to fuck me, but now she's too wasted and I don't want this to be a bad experience. So we get in my bed, we're making out.
I like him for you.
I go to the bathroom to do something. And he was like, is it okay if I like take some of my clothes off? And I was like,
is it okay?
What the hell the fuck?
You that's come back and do me butt naked.
Nigga just be ass naked in my bed.
Dick in the head.
Dick here for
they be
you.
Like, listen, I just wanted to get comfortable.
Nigga.
Dude, the fact that he like was like doing all that, I was like, I was in the bathroom like, oh, yes. Please don't let this be some fucking sweaty bar pussy because I was ready to give it to him. So we get in the bed, and then we're making out, and it's getting good. And I'm like, I had a feeling he had a nice-sized dick. I just knew it because I could feel him on me a little bit when we were at the drag show. And I pushed my booty up on him because I knew I wanted him to know what I was working with. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if he'd be fucking white girl the way you got going on. So anyway, once we're in the bed, we're kissing a little more and a little more. And then he says my name. And then he's like, is it okay if I taste you?
Oh, okay.
That was it, bitch.
So he tasted bar pussy?
Bitch, then he told me how good it tasted. And I was like, you're goddamn right it does, Jeeves. Dude, ate that pussy so good. And then I felt his dick, and it was just like fucking nice and fat and like that perfect fat.
Yes.
Again, I can't. The girth is so important.
And it was like a perfect.
I want to be able to enjoy this excitement, but I'm just thinking of a big old pink uncircumcised dick. And I just.
I don't think he was uncircumcised. I don't know, but you know
you
how
don't
I
know if he was uncircumcised. Did you put it in your mouth?
I did.
And you don't remember? Maybe it got so hard.
Maybe, no, I don't think he is.
That happens.
When it gets really hard and you can't tell.
I don't think he is.
When the dick is fat enough and big enough and it's not circumcised,
it brings the skin back. And then it's like, oh, it's
circumcised. I'm not sure.
It's both. I'm going to need you to know if a dick is in your mouth, whether it's circumcised.
Bitch, I was drunk.
God damn.
Dude, it was so fucking good.
The way you're telling this story is really getting me turned on. My nigga,
you know,
is so
when he that
cheese.
Consent talk, that was the first time that someone's like really asked me all the way through.
No, it
that
ain't never happened to me.
That's so hot. High, bitch.
That is hot. I think, guys, you guys should start doing consent talk.
The fact that I had to ask for it, like, was turning me on more and more and more.
Like, nigga, yes, put your dick in me.
And when he pulled that magnum out, that's when I was like,
yes! This is the night I've been waiting for.
I hate you so much.
He was also the first guy I've ever fucked in this apartment. Loverboy, remember, was in Europe the whole time.
Right.
I never got to fuck in my apartment, so this was great. Anyway, I bent over because his dick was really big, and I just didn't want to look at it and get anxiety because it's been a while since I've been fucked. Girl, he fucked me just like a nigga. Grabbing my ass, spanking me, telling me how fucking hot my ass is, then took his dick out of me to bend me over and eat my pussy, lick it from the clit to the crack of my ass.
You're really like, looking like very, very
dude, I came
heavenly
fucking
right now.
Times. And then when I came and I was shaking and I couldn't fuck him anymore and he was like, no, I'm like really enjoying this. Like, it's totally fine. Like, and then he's like, is it okay if I, and he was like jerking off. I'm like, come on, questions? God, it was so good. Then in the morning I was like, oh my God, it's going to be even better, right? And like, I was just so fucking horny. And he like spooned me. And I was like, oh my God, I thought this was like a ploy to fuck me again. And it was not. I think he was actually sleeping. Mm-hmm. So then I kept trying to cough loud so I can get fucked again.
I hate you so bad. I hate you so much. Like, he's like, I'm awake.
I'm a light sleeper. And I was like, did I wake yet? Yeah. And it was just like really fucking good. And then I came so hard again that I, for some reason, like maybe because it's just been a while, I couldn't keep going when I came. And he was like, totally fine. He was sitting there with his dick in his hand, just enjoying me, touching me, and was like, whatever, like, was soaking up in it, and I am just on a fucking cloud right now. Not to mention, I've been getting girl pussy for the last 2 weeks, too, and this is just like,
I know, if you guys listened to the last episode where Weezy interviewed the gay couple, I think every 15 minutes you mentioned how much you've been eating pussy.
Dude, it was, well, I was on my period, and so I had to do a lot of fucking for her, and like, I was just so into her because like, her pussy smelled so good, and like I didn't want to wash my hands, and I kept sniffing my fingers, and it's like really dirty. But
you're very dirty. You're
she's just really hot.
Dirty,
and then when I was done fucking her right before that gay episode, when I was like, I gotta go to the studio, right? She's like, my hand was like covered in fucking cum,
really?
And I was like, oh my God,
and
look,
you just
like,
didn't wash your hands.
I said to her like, it's such a mess, and she was like, so you're not gonna like lick it off and eat it?
Oh,
bitch, she's so dirty.
And you love that shit.
I do. And I'm just really excited
right
now.
Mostly it's the guys.
And if I could just fuck Jeeves and her, I don't know what her, maybe her name could be Lover Girl. Is that rude?
No. Very rude. Yeah, no, that's rude. Yeah, no, Lover Girl,
is it
bro.
Rude?
Yeah. Lover
just,
girl. We can't do Lover Girl.
She's so
we
fucking dope.
Lover Boy
and
for
I feel
a year.
So guilty because when I'm with him, I don't think about her. And I feel really bad. And I'm with her. God, if she could just fuck dudes, this would be amazing.
Y'all can be tag teaming niggas.
I'm sure he'd be.
And she good with the tag team. That's what she'd be liking.
What is better than a good tag team?
Dude. You know what? I'll take them separate. They're so different and great.
I know. I'm waiting
he
to
started
find
talking
a girl
about
too.
Sci-fi this morning and then also was playing like Major Lazer at the same time and then some like
Major
cuts from Kanye.
I don't.
And I'm like, who are you?
You know who Major Lazer is?
No.
What?
Like reggae and all kind of good stuff.
You know what? Mandy, black card revoked again.
Aren't you from the Bronx?
What is the Black Panther? Yeah. Is that where they wear a bidet?
Shut the fuck up. You know what? What's crazy is a lot of the listeners, tons of them, actually thought the same motherfucking thing.
I don't think
okay?
tons. I don't think
tons. It was tons.
You know what?
It was
tons of them. Tons.
Yeah,
man.
You got like
tons.
One person in the comments.
No,
like,
nigga.
Yo,
I didn't know it was like half. It was majority. They all thought it was also.
So, bitch, me and Alex went to go see it, and nigga, we went to see it in Murray Hill.
No, nobody got time for y'all.
I wish we saw it in a nigga theater, because
no,
me and it was sitting there.
No, Alex literally invited
up.
Me, like, let's go to the Magic Johnson Theater and watch it. And I was like,
no,
nigga, I want to be able to watch the movie.
No.
I don't want to go. No.
Bro, I got
And
one.
Then I definitely
Didn't I yell
like,
in the movie when Michael B. Jordan took his shirt off? I said, whoa! And I realized I was the only one because it was white.
Of course.
Are you serious?
No. But you know the movie's good because niggas was clapping at the end.
Terrible. So I wanted to go ahead, guys.
So good.
You've been hearing a third voice
Sorry.
On
yeah, we're
the
total
mic.
Cunt.
And I
Sorry.
Definitely want to introduce you guys to her. We got Cake.
Hi.
Cake in the building. And do you want to let kind of our listeners know a little bit what you do? You do a whole lot.
I do.
What? Let us know. Let us know.
So, as she said, my name is Cake. I am a webmaster. I am a video editor, photographer, all of these things. I run two.
For porn. For porn. You're making it sound really boring. She does it for porn.
I'm a porn producer.
Like, okay, so what are you, a fucking video
a
videographer?
Like, we have a videographer. Like,
yeah, I'm a porn
Why is she
producer.
Up there? No.
What's a webmaster? You just run a website?
Yeah, I maintain and edit. Like, you know, I do
so
the videography.
She's what are you, Jeeves part two?
I am. But then it's like the other side, it's like K-Cash, you know? So, nah, but I produce porn. I just wrote a book. It's kind of like a freak nasty book.
We going to get into
how
that.
How I got into the adult industry.
Freak nasty book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we going to get into that. So, I love that. What we like to do with our guests is we like to start off with icebreakers. And so, this is going to be just a little roundabout. It's like a little quick little thing, mm-hmm. little three questions. So for both of y'all, I guess all three of us can answer these. Would you rather only be able to tell the people you love the truth or only be able to lie to them?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm always the person that gets in trouble for saying too much. So I'm already the person that always tells the truth. And I like it like that because a lie is not good. Like,
right.
Lying is, like, it breaks up friendships. It breaks up relationships. You can't trust people. I need that truth in my life.
I agree.
So
I have a lot of white lies I tell people.
You,
like
you,
you
do
look
a
great.
Lot of white lies.
You look
a whole
so
lot of
in that.
It's so funny. Weezy, when I got back from LA, she was like, so do you miss me? I was like, girl, ask me that on April 1st. Because, bitch, I ain't going to lie to you. Like, no.
You know what? I know you did, and so I don't care. I can feel it.
Fuck you.
I can.
So the second one is, would you rather walk in on your man fucking another man or your man have a baby with another woman?
I read this earlier.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like download dirty trade. Like,
okay, you don't like the
like
trade.
Download trade ass niggas. So like, you I can't. So I would rather you impregnate another female than knowing that.
Wait. And this is on the premise that you're going to stay with them.
This
for
is on the premise
one.
That you're staying with them.
So you would rather them bring a baby into this world than fuck another dude?
That could happen anyway.
Because clearly me and Weezy are picking the man.
I don't know. Like, see, that's the thing.
Clearly.
This is hard.
I read this outline, actually.
Alex is, wait, why are you looking over there like that?
You would rather your boyfriend fuck another dude than have,
then
a,
have
baby
a baby
on the side?
Where I got a whole other bitch and a whole other baby? Yes.
You're telling me all I have to know is you fuck the dude once or like have a baby in the rest of my relationship and life and take up the cut of my motherfucking money, nigga? Because I like to eat steak.
No, but what if he's like into men as well? So what is like a continuing thing?
Honestly,
I don't want him to build another family outside of me, and then I got to deal with a bitch who probably really want this nigga. I don't know.
So,
let me ask you this question.
This morning, I was reading the outline in bed with Jeeves, and I read that question, and he said, well, would it be different if he was getting fucked or doing the fucking?
Oh. That I didn't
that
think
would play a major part in it.
What if he was doing the fucking?
My nigga could not be bottoming for another nigga. He's not doing that.
Okay,
no.
Wait,
why? Because you'd peg him
you'd
first
be okay
or
with
you
him
can't
topping
handle
though?
It?
What?
You'd be okay with
no,
him
no. Would you rather
him
top another dude or have a baby on you?
I'd rather him have a baby on me. I'm so sorry. I just, let me tell you something.
You know what,
maybe
though, a lot of other women are going to be like, fuck yeah, I have another baby.
Wait, I met this guy, and he was telling me this shit.
This question,
he told me
wow.
that his girlfriend used to strap on. We had like a conversation, like, what was the freakiest shit you ever did? So I'm like, he's cute, he's from Antigua. And sis, y'all a mess. So he was like, I'm like, so what's the freakiest shit you ever did? He's like, well, you know, I let my girlfriend strap up and fuck me. And
oh,
I'm
we
like,
love pegging. We love pegging.
I'm from Antigua.
I'm not playing with y'all.
Honestly,
I'm not playing with y'all.
Weird.
So wait, you don't
was
even
was that shit hilarious?
You wouldn't even like your man wanting to be pegged. She like don't fuck with the booty hole.
It's just a turn off for
I just
me.
Can't believe an island
like,
all right,
for
an
me, it's a turn off. Like I can't get with it because it's just like, and I've had guys that's like. You know, oh, can you just bring a toy? And it's just like pussy dries up
you
instantaneously.
You gonna put tequila in your coffee?
Cause nigga,
basically.
After Black Panther, I feel like we're invincible. Life.
Okay, and so I have one more question for, it's not gonna be the room. You're really putting, by the way, shout out to Avion Tequila. They were our sponsor for our last live show. Shout out to them. What's up, Avion? What's up? We doing two more live shows, Avion.
I know good goddamn well that it's a weekend for you, nigga, because it is 1:45.
He really just put Avion in his black coffee. So the last question, and I wanted to do this, guys, in honor of Black China. Would you rather a video leak of you sucking dick or you having sex? And I say this because, of course, I feel like there's a different response to you maybe taking back shots. To a whole ass dick in your mouth.
I suck a dick, but I wouldn't want that much of my face.
That's what I'm saying. And so what about, I mean.
I really don't care. I'm not scared. Like, it wouldn't bother me. Like, I just wouldn't, like, I'm a grown-ass fucking woman, first of all. Bitch is real
bitch,
grown.
We all suck dick.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody sucks
why are y'all
dick.
Here? We all suck dick.
This is a dumb question to like, ask the woman that has a fucking site called, what was it? BBW Cunts?
BubbleButtCunts at XXXCakeFactory.com.
Like, bitch, you can't.
Okay, well, I mean, I just wanted to ask because there's been so much talk about this video this week, but I feel like it's because she didn't do it well. However, I wanted to let the male listeners know because I have been in this position before where a nigga is sitting on my face. Do you know how hard it is to suck a dick when you really have no control of your entire
body?
Honestly,
I think she was high.
I think she was tired, and I think she was over it. I think she
was like drunk or
maybe because she had a full face of makeup on. But I just want to let the guys know.
I noticed that too.
She had a full face.
I think it was like after the club. After the club, record you, and she was like. Oh.
But I do want to let guys know that when you straddle us and you try to fuck our face, we have no control. So it's gonna look like
he didn't do it right. You're supposed to fuck my face. Not
and,
like
well, I don't
in that position. You're supposed to fuck that face. You're not supposed to be just rubbing it against it. Wop, 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 wop.
Nigga, you thrust. Use your God-given hip and just fuck my face. Don't. It's here, not here.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah. His whole angle on the dick was wrong.
I think
yeah.
she was annoyed, yeah. too.
I think she really didn't want to suck dick. That was the I don't really feel like sucking dick face right That's now. Like, she was not with the giving the head. Like,
or it could have been maybe. Before the club, because to me, maybe she didn't want to mess up her makeup. Because I know when spit gets all over my face.
I don't think it was before the club.
Do you think she was sucking Future dick like that? Do you think she was sucking Future dick like that?
Whoa.
We don't know.
Or a nigga from Antigua.
Brow. You know she was topping off Future. She was not giving him that.
I didn't know she was fucking Future.
I know she was
got video tattooed on.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that shit.
His dick gotta be good.
Girl.
If you getting a nigga name tattooed on you, the dick gotta be
good. You about to get 24/7
name. She was sucking that dick like that?
Bitch, fuck you. I ain't getting that name.
Yo, he gonna be like, yo, get my dick.
Fuck you.
Yo, get the name of my first album. Ain't nobody gonna know.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. Shut up.
Put it like, put it Arabic. Niggas be trying to get.
I hate you. All right, we're done. I am done. So, yeah, that was our little icebreaker. It don't even feel like we needed an icebreaker with your ass because you in here lit just like us, goddamn. So, our kink of the week I wanted to bring up, and I think it's super, super it
cool.
Makes sense.
Is it super, super cool?
I mean, actually, what that was
I'm
was
sorry,
a rendition.
Denim jacket and these two buns in your hair? Like, who the fuck are
what
you,
What it
bitch?
Was.
A bitch lost 30 pounds and turned into a whole different bitch.
Bitch, fuck
it's
you.
It's just
a
like, you just
am.
You really just got back from L.A., didn't you?
Fuck you.
It is like super, super, like,
I
really kinky.
Okay. So you know what I was trying to do, actually, was do a rendition of what Weezy sounded like the entire last podcast, because she didn't sound like herself.
Bitch, I can't help it with the gays.
I mean, oh my God. I was just like, who the fuck is this? And then every 15 minutes, the black community, you had to throw the black community. I'm like, bitch, who am I listening
bitch,
to?
First of all, it's a chameleon thing.
A chameleon. I heard
when
you discuss
I'm with
it.
The white gays.
I heard you discuss it. We don't have to rediscuss it. I'm just saying, while you want to talk about my super, super bitch, you ain't sound like Weezy WTF last episode, ho. God damn it. She's like, when Mandy's in the room, I sound different. But you guys, yes. Like, fuck this shit.
Honestly, you know what it is? You start to pick off who you're in front of.
Mm-hmm. Not me, bitch. I'm the same way everyone.
When I'm about with people from back home or from the South or from Florida, I get more Southern.
Not me. Mm-hmm. I'm the same
And then I was
the
with
time.
Some white gays. I was like, yeah, okay.
She was the whole time.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
And then you can tell she's still, but you know she's also the woke bitch on the podcast. So she's with an Asian and a white in every other 15 minutes. But in the black community, the gays. In the black community. And I'm like, bitch, get a white
you know what
and an Asian.
I kept remembering how black this podcast was, and I was like, I'm gonna throw in some shit for my niggas. The fuck?
That's right.
Like, I had to.
So, guys, the kink of the week for this week is A King. Why are you calling me? A King, just come in the room. Can you text A King and tell him to come in the room? So, the kink of the week for this week is narratophilia. And if you guys are sitting at home, like, I wonder what narratophilia can mean.
I thought it meant like narrow pussy.
A narrow pussy. I hate you. It's actually the arousal from dirty talk, usually with obscene words.
How and obscene? Did they give an example?
No, but I mean, I'm pretty fucking nasty. And I wanted to bring this up not only because you've written a book, which, by the way, is called The Hour of Neglect, which, bitch, we about to read a little excerpt. But when she told me she had a book, I was like, there has to be a kink about this because my pussy used to get so wet from reading books when I was younger. This is what I said. Have you ever read...
Is your camera on?
No, because her face right now.
I just want but whatever
did.
Clip that was of me.
What?
You're... Oh, my pussy was so wet.
It
when
was,
I was
so wet. So when I
and
was
it
younger,
was tight and new.
When I used to, when I was younger, like, I used to read Zane books. A lot of our listeners probably have.
Coldest Winter Ever was good. That was Sister Soldier.
Oh, you actually.
I was shocked.
I don't think she read the coldest winter ever. Because I don't think you were black then. Maybe you just. I think you got black
gold.
In high school.
I had gold teeth, bitch. It
bitch,
was my
in
black
high school.
Fucking time.
In high school. But coldest winter ever, I read that shit in fifth grade. So I was just like, when I was younger, I read these so type much. Of books.
At least I know it ain't a bodega, ho.
No, bitch. She said she didn't think you were black then. Like, that's hilarious.
Honestly, and I say this, Alex, because if you know the side of town that Weezy grew up on, she was new. Oh. She only turned hood when she started dating gangbanger. She was Crippin. Oh. Honey Crip.
Honey
That was her nickname, was Honey Crip.
I'm not trying to get my ass beat. Like, can we believe
that?
Look, dick will make you do anything, bitch. I was gangbanging for dick. And I already had to star David on because, you know, my daddy's Jewish. And he was like, yo, you know what that shit is? And I was like... I mean, it's whatever you want to give me, nigga.
The stars, bitch. The 6-point star was yo. Game, baby. I'm done.
This episode seems good.
This is why I don't fucking like
it. I swear to God, that is exactly how it started.
So I wanted to read this because I wanted to see if I can make any of y'all's pussy wet, okay? Ooh. So I'm gonna y'all let me get into my something. I'm gonna play little like little. I'm really bad.
Are you high too?
Okay, so I'm just gonna read these like 3 paragraphs. So Desiree replied, staring into his eyes. Kevin leaned forward and kissed her with those thick, sensual lips. It felt like the whole room rocked. The old friends touched, teased, kissed, explored each other in a whole new way. Desiree's yellow fingers snaked their way into Kevin's sweatpants. Ooh, bitch, I do that. And found his long, fat dick. Desiree's eyes almost popped out of her head as she looked at it. Damn, Wheezy, is this you? All these years that they had known each other, she never once looked at him in that way. Desiree pulled it out and looked at it. It was a beautiful dick. And instinctively, she licked it. Soft skin, but hard. She wrapped her lips around Kevin's huge member, letting her saliva drench it. She did it slow at first, watching his face for cues to his pleasure. Then faster and faster, feeling him throb in her mouth. Then he pushed her away. You gonna make me come fast. Damn you.
That's
hot. This is so really how it happens. He said to her with a tone that made her feel like a naughty little girl. He pulled her to a standing position and unzipped and unbuttoned her skin-tight jeans. He buried his face in her neck, lightly nibbling as he peeled her pants and panties off. Desiree tried to reach out and grab his cock again. I don't like cock. We might need to change that to dick.
But you say you like BBC.
But he slapped, just BBC, no cock. But he slapped her hand away and pushed her back down the couch. Last part. You don't think I have these big lips for nothing, do you? That's why Wheezy got her lips done. Just to suck dick. I'm sorry. But Desiree's arousal had muted her. Kevin dropped to his knees and spread her thighs. Then she felt his warm tongue on her secret spot. Desiree writhed, whimpered, clenched, and relaxed over and over for what seemed like eternity. Desiree cracked open one shy eye and spied Kevin easing a condom gingerly over his engorged penis.
Ooh, gingerly?
Yes, bitch. Come on.
Synonym?
Yes.
What the fuck?
That wasn't a synonym. That was a verb.
I'm saying,
that
you probably looked up like different.
I'm just like, you're right.
You know what, bitch? Do your accounting. Do your numbers, ho. Because a bitch can spell on this side and do grammatical shit, which is why.
Fuck you, bitch. Hold on. Last of this. He aligned himself with her, locked entrance, and pushed slowly. The pain and pleasure came in equal amounts at first. That feeling of fullness, the exquisite notion of being penetrated.
Ooh,
now
I like that.
Shit got my pussy. Oh.
It was an adjective, by the way, but I feel like you had to look up synonyms for like anything good, and gingerly came up. And she
was like, I'm really like, ginger. So when I was growing up, of course, Coldest Winter Ever, classic if you haven't, all of the Zane books I loved, definitely Addicted. We talked about that before the show. The movie did it no justice.
No.
So for those of you who saw the movie Addicted but didn't read the book, go back and read the book because it's fucking good.
I think the good thing about books, a lot of like sex books as well, like you can't see anything. So you have
it's
to start.
It's all in your head.
It's all in your head and you have to start creating it. Which is kind of why I appreciated on the read. I was recently hearing Crystal say she didn't really like Harry Potter movies because she had this image of it in her head.
In her head.
And it fucked it up. And like with the book, like I was probably picturing a totally different person than you were. And like,
I'm not gonna lie, they picked the great Boris Cujo being in there. That's all they needed to pick. Listen, honey, that's who I envisioned as the husband. Sure did. Sure the fuck did.
That was good enough.
That was a good one. But everyone else in the movie, I think they had Tyson Beckford in it for one.
I don't like Tyson Beckford in like that way.
Why not?
Because
he bottoms. Because
he bottoms. Or tops. I don't know what he does. He does one of those. Maybe he's a verse. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
He's definitely maybe bisexual, he's possibly. What up, A-King? What up? Damn.
You don't want us to be ghetto in the middle of recording?
Okay, anyway.
Nigga, you knew you wanted to shout out, motherfucker.
So we just did. So that was the kink of the week. And it's funny because I was also telling her that my good friend, I guess I'll say it because it's known in the blogs, she used to date. And was in jail, she used to hit me up like, girl, write me some good shit to write him about like
Don't they be confiscating the letters when they're too dirty?
Maybe they black out some things, but she would literally be like, girl, what do I write him? And then when he got out, he still wanted it. So I would literally send her text messages.
He would still want letters?
Well, not letters, but text messages, like dirty talk via text messaging.
Oh, like let's upgrade it from like pen to
from
phone.
From pen to phone, yeah, because now he doesn't need letters.
Like, I'm a
And so she used to be like, girl, just write me a paragraph. Tell me what you would do if he was here right now. But clearly I'm not fucking. I'm like, all right, let me think of one of my niggas.
I'm sorry to sidetrack,
and then
but
I literally
did you know that you can use an app on your phone to talk to niggas in jail?
We talked about this on episode.
No, like FaceTiming and shit.
Wait, niggas can FaceTime in
jail? So Allie XXX, you remember her?
Yes.
By the way, if anyone knows who that is, this bitch is so fucking goddamn dope. She used to like have a blog about like cum on her tits and on her legs 10 years ago when it was not cool to be a hoe. And I fuck with that bitch for that shit. So anyway, Allie was talking to her homegirl in jail and like.
Wait, on FaceTime?
Yeah, I saw it on her Instagram story. She like screenshotted it. And was like, oh, 20 minutes till you talk to this person. And she was like in her bedroom talking to this bitch in jail.
Like, is it jail or prison? Because
bitch,
clearly,
I'm gonna tell you right now, if I had one of my niggas in jail and we could do FaceTime, I'm whipping a titty out.
To my knowledge, though, like, if you get caught with a phone, you get in more time.
No. Yeah. It was something like with the jail. Like, she was sitting with the phone and like.
Cut it the fuck out.
Honestly, I wonder if they do it to like tone down like the drugs that are being transferred in jail, like with visitors and like. You know, because
I heard they were getting tablets in jail now.
I don't work for with the government teams, but with my work, I've been hearing that they're like incorporating different kinds of technology into the jails. And I've been talking with this guy because he's like, can you give me some apps or things to use that would be beneficial? Because I work with schools with educational apps. He's like, they need iPads because, first of all, the books. There's a lot of drugs and different shit being transferred and different things being written in them. So the e-readers, they can track and manage. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane.
Damn. And
can you believe
you'd
be in jail with an iPad?
All the time in the day to talk to you. I think I need to get someone in jail.
Did you ever see the thing on
I'm
Instagram
just
saying, that said,
I want a nigga to
do
talk
you feel bad when
you're
talking to a nigga in jail on the phone? You'd be like, what you doing? And you
never mind.
Same
shit you did yesterday.
Chilling.
But did they serve you new food today? Was it different? Like, you could kind of.
I was talking to a nigga in jail, and we kept it really fun.
Did you get wheat or white bread today? You can ask those type of questions. I'm just saying. There's options. There's options.
When I went to jail for, like, 3 days.
you were in jail.
Bitch.
Only because it was a weekend.
I know.
You had to wait till Monday.
Martin Luther King weekend. But let me just say, when I got out, bitch, I honestly used that shit. Like, I was talking to people like, dog, I just got out of jail. Like, I'm trying to.
And tell them what you was in jail for. Wasn't it a fake ID or DUI? DUI.
It was not a Dewey, dude.
Bitch, you had Deweys, which is why your shit
got
suspended.
Not. You always, let me
your
tell you something.
Your shit was suspended for 7
you
years.
Always
I know
talk
that much.
Like you know me.
Bitch, I know
but
that
bitch,
much.
You be like, you do this, you do that. Bitch, it was a suspended license.
Right.
It was not a Dewey.
Oh, suspended license.
It
from
just
a Dewey.
Happened
gotcha.
Twice in a row while I had the court date out, which is why I had to get the ankle bracelet.
She was literally. You had all whole. Yeah, it was all trash.
But I was lying to niggas because I felt like. Do you remember? Did I ever tell you about how I was fucking Mike? And when he was fucking me, I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I got this ankle bracelet. He was like, dog, all I used to do is fuck hoes on house arrest. Like, this ain't. That's all they want to do. Like, this is not a big deal. And I was like, okay.
I cannot. So, the horrible decision for this episode is clearly you. I mean, you not the horrible decision, but it's we actually have a woman, which I know it's more like a male-dominated industry,
It is.
So what she does, like what she introduced in the beginning of the show, she is a webmaster to two of her own porn sites. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share those porn sites?
XXX Cake Factory and BubbleButtCunts.com.
And so she searches for the women.
Oh, all right.
She
That's
films
a
them.
Name.
She edits the videos. And so I wanted to talk to you because one of the sections on the site that I looked up and I wanted to kind of talk to you is BBW sluts. So, or BBW, big booty, big, we gonna pull it up.
Well, can I ask this question while you're pulling that up? What's the difference on each site?
Well, that's a good question, because that I couldn't find.
So, I started out in the BBW community, or the BBW niche, and then I decided, like, you know, because the guy that I was working with, he kept bringing me, like, you know, smaller girls that were kind of thick, but they weren't BBW. He kept bringing me girls like Mandy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
Yo, Mandy eating this shit up right now.
Wait.
But you're not really a BBW, sis.
This is the best thing I've
right. You ain't really a BBW.
But they be calling me BBW. Maybe 30 pounds ago I was.
You ain't really a BBW.
I mean, wait. So what's a BBW then?
You a thick snack. Let me tell you what's funny about her saying that. I agree. I never thought the BBW.
I'm BBW.
But skinny bitches think anybody's fucking fat, dude.
That's factual. No, skinny bitches.
That's factual.
No, they definitely do. And I think, I mean, I get comments on Instagram that say big beautiful. That's what
no,
BBW
I mean,
is.
You thick, but you're not a BBW. Beautiful.
Okay,
you're
so a BBW for our listeners then. Because I
Mandy's smiling, but she low key is
no,
like.
No, because I think Drake maybe made I'm it not... acceptable for just thick bitches to be like, you know, BBW. Because Drake like BBW. Mm-hmm. He fuck BBWs and they not BBWs. Okay,
no,
so
they're definitely
a BBW
not.
Is, can you give a weight variance or what is a BBW
I'm gonna,
that you
I'm
have?
Gonna, okay, so like, it's just like a girl that's, you know, you got some gut, you got some butt, got some titties.
So like, can I say this one? I'm like really scared to say it because I don't want it to be
talk
insulting.
Talk about it.
No, go
I'm
ahead.
Definitely not insulting.
I've always, when I've seen BBW porn, it's always like.
They're really big.
Well, like a lot of like, you've got like, you could grab something. Like you've got some rolls, some stuff, some, like a lot of fucking.
Meat.
Yeah, you got a lot of meat. And it's, to me, not really thick. To, like I think different when I think thick. Mm-hmm. Like to me, I think like Black China type of thick or.
Okay.
You know?
See, I let me
well, now she's
like,
too skinny.
Now that I'm looking at her, you do BBW. What about Chocolatey Booty Goddess? Because she looks thick to me. But
she actually lost some weight, but she's a BBW. She got
she
a was. Big old ass.
Okay.
She got a
big
she,
old
she got,
ass.
She has like,
that's
you know.
BBW. Okay.
Queen Spit. That does that girl write us?
She's BBW.
All the time. All the time, yes.
She's BBW. So it's like, you know, I want to say like if you're like 250, 225 and up, I don't know how much you weigh.
Okay.
But like
neither of those.
250 and like
shade.
That's like that's like BBW. But if you're like in the early 200s, you just
you just think.
And that's the thing with BBW. I think men want to see more meat in your like in your stomach too. Like that's what they're looking for.
So let me just say something. First of all, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
It's propaganda. These niggas be out here, like, feeding propaganda to females. Like, niggas is still lifting up bitches' muffin top and eating that pussy. Let's talk about it. Yes. Niggas is lifting up the muffin top and eating that BBW pussy. Niggas is eating it from the back, like a Big Mac. They doing all of that, okay?
Hey! From the back, like a Big Mac.
Like, all that. Eating it from the back like a Big Mac. Like,
lift up the muffin top, BBW.
They doing it. Like, let's not front. Like, let me just say this. I when I was in my whole phase, I was getting flown out. Niggas was tricking on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is y'all talking about? Let me tell you something. Everybody thinks that just because their perspective is one way, you know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
Like, there's a whole community in New York City of BBWs. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
My homeboy, Mike, he has he throws BBW parties at Slaggers in Midtown.
And what
that
are those,
shit
what
be
are those
packed.
Parties like?
Packed with fine-ass niggas at that, like, popping-ass niggas buying bottles. All kind of shit. So just because like your experience is not like you never looked at BBWs, like it's a whole community and niggas really do fuck with it.
Yeah.
What niggas do is they put this propaganda out there like to separate us as women. You know what I'm saying?
For
so
sure.
You could feel like you're better than me because you're smaller and this way they able to divide and conquer easier because bitches over there like, that fat bitch ain't gonna take my man. Yes, I will, bitch. I will.
Yes, I will.
I will. And he'll be spending mad money on me, sis. He will. He will. He will fly me out. He will do all that, okay? Yes. I'll ride his face. I will.
I will. Now, see, I even be, and you be riding face.
Damn
be,
right. Niggas be wanting you to sit all of that on their face, girl. What?
Dude, like, they can breathe.
They can breathe, I guess. I mean, you gotta hold yourself up a little bit, bro.
Honestly,
that's what the headboard is for.
I think that part of the fantasy though is like having a girl that's bigger and thighs so big that it kind of like suffocates.
Smothering, so, that's a whole niche.
And so
a lot of
the girls on your site are in the BBW category. And so, where do you find these women? Because I feel like we get so many letters from listeners that once they reach maybe they gain weight or reach the BBW status, their confidence leaves them.
That's
you have very
shame.
Confident women on your website who embrace
once
all
they
of those.
Once they lose the weight, you said? What'd you say?
No,
once
when
they gain
the weight, and we've had male listeners say, my wife lost her confidence. She, you know, we've had a lot of those letters. So where do you find these women?
Let me just say, because I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to be a part of the adult industry more so than just being what I am today.
Okay.
I used to be a stripper back in like 2005, 2006.
Okay.
I was going to Rockwell's in Brooklyn collecting my coins. Okay? And I was getting my money and I was getting my life. So
I'm just waiting for one more, like, one-liner. One-liner. That Big Mac.
You have all some liners, bitch.
As much as I
want
to pay attention to you, all I could think about is that.
Big Mac.
That was the best shit I've heard. That was one of my favorite fucking lines.
Yeah.
So, but not for nothing. Like, you know, I just, so I'm really in the industry. Like, I know a lot of people. People know about my site's been around for a while.
Okay.
And I just, this year, started to
Have you ever been featured on your site? Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was at one point in time. But I just really, like, I felt like my talents were more served behind the camera.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had a big following. I went mainstream. And that's
how did you find your co-stars?
Yeah, that's what I asked. How did you find
boyfriends? Were they
lovers? Know about me. My co-stars? Oh.
Were they guys that wanted to
you
fuck
know, I'll
you?
I'll be honest with you. I had these hoes. Niggas were trying to holler at me, in the beginning, niggas want to fuck, we're gonna fuck on film, and then it was like,
did you ever like charge them to fuck you?
Charge me to what? No.
Charge them to fuck you?
No, sis. What are you talking about?
I'm saying they want you to
trying
have
to get
it.
Me to admit to a crime.
This is what King Noir said. Charge. I don't charge for those.
Oh, sorry.
You can't get this.
Have you ever had roses as a donation?
Roses.
I want to pause for a second. I did not mean that to insult you.
No,
but
I'm just
if
saying,
niggas want to fuck you that bad,
trying to get me caught up, bitch.
Let me just say this: I had hoes, and they was tricking on me. Basically.
Okay,
there we go.
Okay. I basically was able to get any man in my life to do, you know, go be in a video. Let's do this. Give me some money. Like I had the same life as you guys.
Yes.
Like, not
now
as
she
you
just
guys.
Now
she. You know what I'm saying? Like I
did the same shit as your hoe ass bitch.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, like, but it's a commonality in the experience.
Okay.
Like, you know, people tend to think that BBWs is like so different
right.
than y'all, but we're not. We're
now,
just the same.
I want to know one more thing. I know you have some questions too. So you told us earlier before we were airing that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Now, what has changed since you've had your site and your, I guess, social media personality since you've had a boyfriend, and what does he want you to do different?
So, you know, he...
Did I just ruin the mood?
Well,
no.
We got men in the room that are curious, because before you answer that, we have two men in the room. Would you guys have a problem dating someone in the industry as far as the porn industry or doing what she does? As
be honest.
Behind the scenes, probably not, but if she was...
In front of the camera, yes.
What about if she was a porn star when you met her and now she's only doing lesbian porn?
I wouldn't mind. Oh, wait, now do
because you know a lot of porn stars do that. They stop fucking men.
Mm. And they just do lesbian. Mm.
And it fucks up their money.
What about you, King? Oh, yeah. He like, y'all gonna hear me.
She'd had to educate me in its full entirety about her world before.
Because this is the thing.
I wouldn't close-minded. I just
I can respect that.
Like, and I know my perception of what it is probably far different from what it really is.
Can I say,
like you said, perspective, right?
I want to kick some facts.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So let me just say something. One thing that a lot of people don't get is that hoes, real hoes, and porn stars, guess what? We're cleaner than regular bitches, okay? Real hoes, they suck dick with a condom. Bitches, regular bitches will go to the club and meet a nigga and suck his dick the same night, nut all in the back of their throat.
Sure
I don't think that, like,
I sure do. No
I'm
condom.
Just saying.
When he made that comment, I wasn't really thinking about, like, safety. I was thinking of, like, men feeling secure.
Well, see, my dude, like, he really fucks with me. And he fucks with me on a level, like, when I met him.
How long you been together?
We've been together for like 10 years now.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying?
He done seen you before.
He really
in front
no,
of the camera
we don't.
Now.
Mm-mm. So when he met me, I was just like really getting into that lifestyle. I was dancing.
Oh.
And it wasn't like it was one of those situations where I really wasn't supposed to be what it is today.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And after a while, he was just like, is this what you want to do? And I'm like, it started not feeling like, at first it was empowering because I grew up with my mom and people in my family telling me you're fat, nobody's gonna want you. And the fact that I'm making money off of my body.
Wait, who told you this?
My mom and
your
my family.
Your own mom was telling you because of your weight, no one would want you.
That was the narrative.
And I feel like a lot of women deal with that growing up. They like bigger girls that grow up are told not to eat. Like you fat and even not only from the family, you're getting it at school. You're getting it from your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what made you go to where you was like, "Fuck what my mom got to say. I'm beautiful. I'm big, and I'm loving it. And I'm finna do what I need to do." Like,
Was it immediate or did it take time?
It took time. Okay. I went through a lot of shitty relationships and settling for less and not feeling like, you know, just taking whatever I could get. And then, like, life's gritty reality set in because I got kicked out when I was 18.
Okay.
And, you know, bitch had to pay her bills. Bitch had to get her coins.
I have a question. Right. Do you, like... Okay, because, like, you've had these comments and these things in your head from your mom and shit like that. You know what I mean? Do you... want and do you love this size or do you just feel that confident that you don't give a
fuck? We talked about this.
Like, too. You don't give a fuck what size you are.
You know, being in the BBW community, it really, I want to lose weight.
You
and
do.
Me and Mandy were talking about that.
Yeah.
I want to lose weight because I want to feel better. You know what I mean? This is the heaviest.
And you think it's like societal pressures feel better?
No. I want to feel better. Like literally, like walking up and down the steps. I don't want to just. I love Torrid.
Feel like healthier.
I want to feel healthier.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Agreed.
You know, but on the same token, once again, like I said, it's not a society. It's not pressure from society.
That's
it's
good.
It's me just being like, because listen, niggas, I never been without a dude.
Yeah.
I've always had mad niggas from, like, son, and not just trash niggas, like, popping niggas.
Not trash niggas.
Not
I just want
trash
you to know.
Niggas on my the air mattress. Like, my niggas was popping.
My niggas are lit.
You know, to the point where now when my man pulls up to come pick me up from work and shit, bitches be like, who is that?
Mine,
this fat bitch right here.
Oh,
we don't want you.
I love that.
So
have you noticed that men that you're with have always been with girls your size? Or are you... Do you ever feel fetishized? Like,
you know, it's so funny.
Good question.
I asked my boyfriend because I he's fine as fuck. He tall and fine with a big old dick.
Oh,
and I said to him, I'm like, so your baby mom, like, is she like some sort of supermodel or something? And he was like, girl, I had bigger thighs than yours over my shoulders. And I was like, oh, pussy wet.
No,
you can have it.
So, and it's funny.
So that's better because I would want to be with someone if I'm their type
and
more
normally,
than like.
And that's what I was saying.
But see, that type shit is the propaganda that I was telling about. Niggas
even,
don't have no
type. No, they don't share it. But I will say that there's a lot of guys that like that have a preference. And I want
to
share
it. For example,
this,
like me and Mandy talk about us a lot about how like we wouldn't be able to date the same niggas because if they like her body type,
they're not gonna like her.
I doubt it.
I mean, they'll fuck, but
right.
That's factual.
Like you gotta say.
Yeah.
So, and this is cool that you brought this up. I wasn't even gonna bring it up, but I just posted because if you guys listen to the Joe Budden podcast, Maul was on there. They was on there talking shit. So I'm gonna read it for anyone who doesn't follow the Instagram and saw that I posted it because I was like, as soon as he said it on the podcast, I texted him. I was like,
nigga, you was Maul, just on the show.
I said, Maul, so wait, the niggas that fuck me bisexual. And I say that because on the podcast, the Joe Budden podcast, he said men who only fuck very voluptuous women, I think are bisexual and are only fucking very voluptuous women to make it seem like they like women only.
That's a whole fucking lie.
And I'm just like, but I was just like, women with curves, women with weight, we have things that men cannot have.
I don't understand any of you.
I didn't understand the logic. I was like, that's kind of just another backhanded way to, I said fat
size
shame. Size shame. And men were like, that's not size shame.
It
and I was
is.
Like, actually, it's a way to then make men feel embarrassed or not man enough for liking women with
honestly,
curves.
I just think that he was just
more
talking
titties,
to talk.
More ass.
I feel like he might regret it, even though he would never say it. And I really like Maul. But I don't think he knew. I don't even want to give
it
attention because I feel like
good
it's,
on you guys' show. I really
he's
like
amazing.
That.
He's
that
so after all of the 25
I think
minutes
he,
of
I didn't hear it or the context, but I think he was just talking shit and then.
It was,
and
well,
this is what guys do, and this is
do.
What this is the whole
is
thing about the BBW community. Guys get around their fucking friends, and then I would never, but they ask, their face was in my ass like days before. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Keep it consistent. Please.
Do you like do you not like to date men that have never been with a bigger chick? Do you feel like
I don't.
You know what's really?
But no, for real, because like if you get in a relationship,
I told you there was a guy that came to town. He's a ball player. Won't say the team, but he literally hit me up and told me I was on his bucket list because he had never been with a girl my size. Now we know
that would turn
niggas,
me off,
right? Which is what it did to me. I was like, I don't want to be seen as a bucket list because he wants to see if he could handle me.
Fuck?
It's like an ego thing too, right?
Nigga.
Right, right. And so I think for. A lot of women, clearly I got kicked out of the BBW community today, but
it's okay, boo.
You know,
you
damn,
visit.
Just got kicked right the fuck out.
Don't visit,
but
you
but
know.
I like to know that when a guy normally deals with me, a lot of the other women are my size. I like to know, like, guy, and like,
if I don't think about size.
No?
Like, I really don't think about size as much as you guys would think that I would think about size in those whether I'm attractive. I think about size, like, when I'm walking up the steps with my bags, and I'm like, damn, bitch, out of breath. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, my knees hurt. Like, you know, like, that's what I think about. I think about, like, my grandmother had diabetes. Like, that's okay. The fuck I think about. I think about health, because it ain't never been about these niggas. They taking down everything, legitimately.
Look at Weezy's face. They are, though.
They sis. Are. I know. They taking down everything.
And what's crazy is she said before the show, and I ooh, died laughing. Go ahead and say it, bitch.
Let me just say this. This is none of these niggas have a pussy surplus. Y'all not turning down no pussy.
They not.
Y'all not turning down they no not. Pussy. Who got a pussy surplus? Who, Jay-Z? Jay-Z, he could turn down some pussy. But nigga, yo broke ass, these regular ass niggas do not have they a don't. Surplus she of pussy.
Say niggas.
So these regular ass. Regular niggas do not
have
surplus.
There's
saying.
No surplus. Y'all are not turning down
y'all
pussy
not
out here,
turning
okay?
down no pussy, okay?
I'm like, yo, I be telling bitches, like, shut
no,
up.
You don't buy.
You know Loverboy started that shit with me and was breaking up. Yo, please. I be having mad bitch. Shut up, nigga. No. Stop acting like you turning down pussy because you feel bad.
Thank you. Right? Thank you. Jeez. Weezy, you understand where I'm coming from. Niggas is not turning down
they
no
not.
Pussy.
No,
dude, let
right.
me tell you
so
something.
So don't shame people
when
and
celebrities,
make them feel bad.
I would meet, like, I feel so bad to say this.
Regular people.
Regular-looking chicks. Average-looking girls. And people be like, oh, you fucked a celebrity, blah, blah, blah. And remember, a lot of people were saying that about the girl at our live show, which I really didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't believe she fucked a celebrity or athletes and this and that. I'm like, bro, why would you think
they're not hard
not
to get.
Not to say, she was a cute girl. I want to say that. But let's not
especially
act like these
New
niggas
York.
Wouldn't fuck a fucking mailbox, my nigga.
Bro, son. Son, niggas was fucking cat stacks, greyhound in the face ass.
They was fucking cat stacks.
That bitch looked like a whole fucking greyhound in the face.
And that
what?
Was our 2009.
What?
Our whole what?
I forgot about
no.
her.
No.
What was her thing she be saying?
Anyway, though. So I wanted to.
She was so great. Did you see that video of her like getting like dissed at fucking
she's
Cameo?
Trash.
I saw her getting beat up a couple times for exposing niggas. That shit was funny.
Yeah, she definitely did. Well, one thing, to get back into your sites before we go into our home mail, because this is a question that I really want to know. You charge for your websites,
damn
correct?
Right.
To see,
that's right.
To let people see all these videos of all these beautiful big women and whether they're playing with themselves, because you do have solo scenes, and then you do have full-on porn.
Hardcore.
So how do you compare, or why would people pay for porn when there's so much free porn? How's the porn industry still making money with people buying services when there's so many free options out there?
Well, I would definitely have to say that I've built a fan base.
Okay.
Me myself being in the industry, like, my Twitter account just got suspended. I had, like, 22,000 followers. Twitter is trying to crack down on, like, the porn people that's on there.
But I thought that's why we would go to Twitter.
thank you. But my account got suspended, so now I'm, like, rebuilding it. But, like, I already had, like, a big following, a big fan base. And, you know, the thing about the content is keeping it new and fresh and constantly having something. The tube sites have affected the industry. And
in what way?
Because
people won't pay
people,
for content.
Exactly. Right? But when you have your hardcore fans...
Subscribe
like,
to Patreon.
People subscribe on a monthly basis to my site. And every month it's a rebuild automatically. So I'm still getting my coins. And
true. Every time she says it, I love it.
True.
You know, so, but it has, like, the money has, like, diminished somewhat with the proliferation of tube sites. It definitely makes it harder. And at me as a producer and a webmaster, I have to go to all these tube sites and be like, take my shit down. DMCA notice.
I didn't know that you...
So,
Because it's funny,
because
when I'm on
Pornhub,
it literally, before every show, this content cannot be distributed in any other, like, but it's like, it's being distributed because...
So
this
now, like, Vivid and, like, Bang Bros, and they have their own channel on Pornhub.
Oh.
And so,
is that something you've considered?
I have
your
channel on Pornhub.
You do have
not
a channel.
You have a channel, and so you can give your...
Pornhub, X Videos, X Hamster.
Does it go by the same name? X?
Yeah, it's Triple X Cake Factory, Cake Cash, like, you know, just anybody can find me on those mediums.
I wanted to ask you something. Fucking
she's been coming to the studio high every time.
I didn't
time.
Get to smoke no weed this morning. I was washing clothes.
It's my new thing.
Well, the drug dealers in
the Bronx
suck. My therapist
says it's really good for
I need
me.
To find one. If there's any drug dealers in the Bronx, weed only, please.
I can put you one, baby.
Okay, what's thanks, honey, because I need a drug dealer. Okay. What? They're really bad. They be wanting me to come pick up my weed. Like, no,
what?
Sir, I'm paying you. Drop it off.
Anyways,
what kind of customer service is this?
Well,
shenanigans.
Do you go to any white drug dealers? Because I bought some drugs from a white guy one time, and he was like, "Yeah, if you don't like it, like let me know, like how you're feeling about this, how you're feeling about the strain or whatever. Like hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm
yeah,
here. I'm always
maybe
in the neighborhood.
I need to get a white one. So we're gonna go ahead and get into the whole mail. And this question, I think you definitely would have some say on it. I think we talked about it and we were like, we have to read this on the show. So by the way, before we go into the whole mail, I want to shout out to everyone. I don't know if it's just the new year, but my nigga, we got like 10 whole mails in like a day. Ooh. To our email. So, and our voicemails.
Maybe
so,
they notice it's not around anymore.
I don't know. So if you guys want to drop us a whole mail, you can either leave it in our DMs at horrible_decisions or email us horribledecisions@gmail.com. If you don't want us to read it on the show, everyone who didn't want us to read theirs has definitely said don't read this on the show. So if you don't want us to read it on the motherfucking show, put it there. This one is actually from a male listener. And the title is "Can't Help Having a Little Dick!" Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
I have a lot to say about his.
Yes. So I like. So he said, "Hello, ladies."
No,
let me
read
first.
It.
Say, me, oh, you want to read it?
Yeah,
okay.
Because this is why he ain't getting no ass. Give me some.
Calm down. Okay. Weezy's gonna read the first whole mail, guys.
Hello, ladies. Let me first say I love the podcast. It's super dope and very funny. I must say, you guys dick shame little dicks is mainly now. I read it Dix's because he put an apostrophe.
Don't. Where it we're not asking you to be a grammar police.
I'm going to keep this short and simple. What the hell are we supposed to do? If we could pick, we would all be packing, but we don't. What we can do is find other ways to give women pleasure. Woman pleasure. Sorry.
Here, girl,
is
please.
Find other ways to give women pleasure via sex toys, oral sex, and even strap-ons. So my second question is, are women even open to a guy
can
with
you
a
not
small
read
penis
it? You know.
Using toys to get the job done? Thanks again for your time. Love you guys. Now, sir, Mr. H, you need to look up what possession in an apostrophe means.
This is why I don't let her read the whole mail.
Dude, this is not then or there
this is why
or
I don't
your,
let you
your
read
thing.
The
this
fucking
is
home
very
mail.
Bad. And this is help. This is not aiding you with little
I
dick
I read
shit.
The whole mail with the corrections that need to be made. Mm-hmm. Grammar police right here.
Because that so, was bad. Woman, women, come on. Singular, plural.
And then you're mad that there's apostrophes when... Okay.
Love you,
it.
Dixes, guyses. What are you talking about, dog? What is way to please woman? What are you from, Wakanda? So anyway...
You're trash.
I don't know what you're going to say, but I was going to suggest, like, Lethal Lips talked about, like, guys with little dicks. Like, you can talk about fucking girls in the ass and look up different sleeves and cock rings and things like that to extend the girth, I think.
I mean, and I'll be completely honest. We don't mean to little dick shame. Ironically, I actually have more than one friend who they won't fuck big dicks. It's not pleasurable for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of women that
don't like
that.
They genuinely don't like it. And so I've had friends say, girl, I like the little dick, schmedium dicks. You know, Felon Bay got mad that I referred to his dick as schmedium. But, I mean, it wasn't large. But I do think that men should know that there are women out there who aren't looking for the Mandingo ding-a-lings. And that, yeah, I think you would just really need to hone in on how to please a woman without penetration, because if it's little, I don't know if it's going to be good or not.
Yeah. I
also
think that's
maybe
a great
smaller
point.
Girls.
I didn't really think about that. I was just kind of thinking about like direct problem, like the dick, but yeah, you could totally make a woman come other ways.
Yeah. There's definitely other ways. Not only that, I feel like maybe if he deals with, and correct me if I'm wrong, to me, I feel like maybe he should go for maybe smaller girls. I hear Asians have really tight pussies. Right, maybe go that route. But
I hear
just
Asians
saying,
have
Asians,
really tight pussies.
I mean, maybe Asians would wow, be your route because I'm just
how are you
going
to know?
This is what I've heard, but I'm not.
Like, hey, I think you're beautiful. I'd love to buy you a drink. But before I do, could you let me know, is it like this? Or
no,
is it like
okay,
this?
No, but I say that to say me personally, and let me know if you can contest to this, when it comes to a woman my size or bigger, I can't do a little dick because big dicks can barely get past my ass.
Hello. Oh
my so
it's too much cheekage.
It's too much cheekage where it's literally pushing you away, which is why I don't deal with fat niggas, because your stomach and my ass, it just
it's not gonna work. Sis.
I'm gonna get no penetration.
We are doing a BBW episode, so we're just gonna shame the niggas.
We're not shaming the dude, but it just does not make sense.
Are you agreeing?
I don't do big boys.
I don't do big boys either.
And the reason why I don't do big boys is that both of us is not gonna be having this gut in front of us on top of each other, sweating, and ain't nothing going nowhere. We're not gonna do that.
Thank you.
I need a skinny nigga that can fit in between these big ass thighs. Yes, thank you.
What? Were we not supposed to say that?
Then on top of that, who the hell trying to wrap their legs around a big ass nigga fucking hips popping out the fucking socket and shit? Anybody got time for
not
that?
Not only that, my legs are short. My legs are short. If you want me to ride, I'll be doing a split by the time I get both my legs.
I feel now we're going to have an email that said, can you guys just tell me why you don't like big
I love big dicks.
No,
I'm always going to love big dicks. I got a lot of meat.
What's your diet? Dicks and donuts.
Dicks and
okay. Pizza and pussy.
No, but I think that's some advice for that. So we have one more home mail. The title is Jealous or Justified. This goes into, I guess.
What is the girl you wrote back? She was tripping.
This isn't the girl I wrote back, but we could read that on another episode. so this one says, hi, Mandy and Weezy. So I'm just going to get right into it. Thanks, girl, even though this is still three paragraphs.
No. I bet you she got a problem. If it was three paragraphs, she thought about it. I bet you she did a spell check.
No, it goes fast. Over the last year, I've entered into my first open relationship, and so far, I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it because I like knowing that I have freedom to be honest, and the same goes for my guy. The only thing I ask of him is that he be honest about anything or anyone that he's involved with. Of me, he requests that I only disclose what he asks me. Kind of what you had going on. Anywho, a few months ago, I found out he was talking to this girl that he liked in high school. No biggie, except that I had to find out about her rather than him telling me. I kept seeing her name pop up, but no info was given. Against my better judgment, I went through his texts with her and found nothing too incriminating, which made me wonder even more why he didn't tell me about her. When I confronted him about it, he told me who she was and told me that she actually came down to visit a few months ago, a time when he blew me off, and then told me that he was at lunch with an old friend after the fact. So he wasn't honest about her then, and he's not honest about her now. He stopped talking to her for a while, not at my request, but at his own will. I was glad, but he recently started talking back to her. I saw her name pop up on the screen, GPS dash screen in the car. Now, I'm really beginning to feel jealous and want to confront him about her again to see if it's something serious. But I'm struggling with whether I'm allowed to be jealous while in an open relationship. I don't want to go back to being monogamous. I just want to know what's really going on.
Are they really together? Are they together? Sorry.
Yeah, together. P.S.
But it's an open relationship.
P.S. Is it really freedom if I need him to answer me? Sincerely?
So, I don't know if you listen to the Glamazon episode, right, which made her, like, it kind of gives the impression that you shouldn't ask questions. You do whatever the fuck makes you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you're allowing your partner to sleep with other people and have an open relationship, if there's ever a time, and this is my advice, I don't really know how anyone else feels, but if there's ever a time that you're uncomfortable, he's lucky enough to be with someone that lets him do this, you say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And a lot of women are so scared of, like, being very naggy, but if you really can't handle it, then say whatever you have to say. I would make sure that I communicate it well and not come off on this like, well, the first time, you know, you lied to me and da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
don't be testy with him, because then he might want to keep things from you because he feels like you're not able to handle it. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is why you don't share too much, because sometimes too much can hurt and it's better like a don't ask, don't tell thing. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely think that if you can't stop thinking about it and you found yourself to write us about it, absolutely ask your man.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Now, I think the only reason that she may be feeling a little jealous is because she's not getting enough detail.
Hello. No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, wait. What was you going to say?
Oh. I was going to say maybe she's not opening her side of the relationship. It may be more open on his side of the relationship, and she may not be doing, you know, her. It seems like maybe that was this something that she decided wanted to do?
Well, she said she didn't want to go back to...
She said she didn't want to go back to monogamy, though.
At first, when I was listening to this, I thought that she was doing this for him.
At first, I was going to be like, Weezy, is this you? But...
She tried to talk about an open relationship.
I have learned... I only got jealous initially. So, and now, I want to say I've grown a lot from that. That was about 6 months ago when he went out with the doctor chick, right? So I was always okay with it. And when I found out he went out with his beautiful doctor, I got very jealous. Lover boy.
That's called triangulation, by the way.
What's that
what
mean?
What is triangulation?
Triangulation is like when you're in an open relationship or you're in a relationship with someone and you know that they're dealing with someone else. And then so you now begin to compare yourself to the other person. So you're like, she's a doctor. She's beautiful.
Triangulation. That's a
I didn't know that.
I've been reading up. I have a bachelor's in psychology and shit.
Yes, bitch.
So,
bachelor.
Smart hoe. I told you hoes read. What I tell y'all? We read.
She wrote a fucking book.
She
didn't doubt
a book, actually.
So, triangulation. So that's when, like, you kind of compare yourself. You start, like, the other person is open, and they're like, I'm dating this person, and it might be kind of subtle. It sounds like he might be a little bit of a narcissist. But we know we won't go get into that.
Okay.
But it's comparison of like you against the other person that the person is.
And honestly,
with.
It's not something that I really wanted to do on purpose.
It's
not like I don't feel. Yeah, I could subconsciously you've kind of felt a little bit less than, or am I not pretty as this girl, or this and that, and just like basic jealousy.
So
but
I wanted to ask you because you've been in one.
I learned.
Question, are you
to
allowed though? I mean, I guess
are you allowed
that's
what?
The question. And she
to
asked,
ask?
And I wanted to ask you.
So
no, are you allowed to be jealous? Are you allowed to show jealousy when
Dude,
you're allowing
we're fucking
the open
humans? Like,
okay, yeah.
So
legitimately.
I had to deal with my jealousy. It's okay to have jealousy, but now or then, excuse me. Basically, I just internalize it with enjoying him with other people.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't believe me. Like a lot of people would say they thought I was lying, that I didn't really like him fucking other girls and things like that. And I genuinely did. I got really excited when I'd hear from him in the morning and he'd tell me about it. There would be little stints of jealousy, this innocent jealousy, like, oh, you got to fuck my man and I wasn't with him last night or something like that. But like, it was fun and sexy. And if you could turn it back into that, if it ever was, start to do that. Like, sometimes more communication will help you through your jealousy because your jealousy may be stemming from the unknown. And if communication is going to help you, if you need to hear that he was fucking another bitch last night to feel better, then tell him that's what you need.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't
I
handle
agree.
It, but maybe you need it.
Not only that, I feel like one of the things that we associate with love, unfortunately, is lying. And so I say this to say...
In what way? Elaborate.
In the way that... People ask you all the time, are you lying because you care about my feelings?
Oh.
Or if someone tells you the truth, they don't care as much about your feelings. So in this sense, the fact that he's kind of lying could make it seem like he really likes her, but there may really be something else going on over here
yeah.
that he doesn't want to share with her.
Yeah.
And so because she feels that he's not being completely honest... It could be like, damn, maybe he's just trying to save me from knowing what the fuck is really going on with him and this girl because I might genuinely have a feeling. I don't know how open relationships are if there's
that's
levels.
That's some real nigga to, shit, though, to lie about shit that you don't have to fucking
that you
lie
don't
about.
Have to lie
that
about.
I think because,
like,
and this is
know,
why a lot of people that do open relationships, you got to understand the premise. Like
it's
an
communication.
Like
is key
I feel so bad to say this, but I really want to say it.
Too bad you brought it up. You got to say it now.
I'm so angry from the bottom of my heart that. I had one of my good friends, Gila, hit me up and say to me that she felt guilty about how she made her man feel because of Taomi. She's like, did I do too much? Did I ruin my relationship for wanting to know things and for asking questions? Did I communicate too much?
What do you mean because of Taomi?
Because Taomi was like, you don't need to be doing this. You don't need to ask any shit and blah, 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 blah. Like, dude.
Right.
I'm sorry, but, like, stop diminishing people that communicate. This is a very base level thing.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't have therapists in the fucking world and so many and... Because people, like, we need to communicate. This is, like, the number one thing people need to learn
and
how
that's
to do.
The problem
when you start a
people,
fucking
yeah.
job, like, they talk about how to communicate to other mm-hmm. people. Like, I just
there's
really...
There's training for effective communication.
I can't imagine that I'd be sharing my life and my body with someone that I can't communicate
with. That I can't
with.
Ask a fucking question?
And
right.
I just really regret
that's crazy.
That... I don't even know if I digged into the questions too much because I really wanted to know what the fuck she was talking about or how it worked for her, but I feel like people really think that's a thing and women are feeling guilty for asking their nigga shit. And no, you don't need to. If you have an open relationship, do you
yeah.
know how valuable that shit is? How many
no
people wish
shit.
They could have that?
No shit.
Bitch,
that
you
kind of
say whatever the fuck and ask whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying to the point where it can make someone feel uncomfortable or you're doing too much. Like, there's no point in having an open relationship if you're not comfortable.
Right.
But you're goddamn right. I'm going to fucking ask.
Asking
yeah.
lots of questions. Was you wrapped? Did you wrap it up?
Oh, there's a ton
did
of things
that
have
pussy?
That needs to
you
all
know what
definitely
I'm saying?
Be
yeah. like
yeah.
like we have to have a conversation
because
or
you're,
three.
You're
and there also
risk.
Can be a conversation that you don't need to have the you like you can have a conversation like, hey, I want to make sure you're safe. Like, I think for right now, I'm not comfortable with hearing about like how good your sex was or things like that. You can have a conversation. I'm saying you
stuff,
don't
yeah.
want a conversation. There's so many like, dude, talk to your man.
It's like a threesome. You have to have rules.
Yeah.
And it has to be a level of communication, because that's why so many threesomes go left. And, you know, with, you know what I'm saying?
I love when, like, the guest star in my threesomes be like, hey, like, are there things that I can't do?
Yeah.
That shit is so fucking respectful.
Absolutely.
And that's why a lot of things don't go left, because the communication is all off. Yeah. And people don't
have those conversations. I think that you do sound really jealous. I'm just not sure where the jealousy is stemming from, but also just know that your jealousy is okay and normal. Like, it is what it is. You're just curious. I think that's where the jealousy is coming from.
I agree. I hope you're able to take this and build from your relationship with that. I do want to go ahead. We are about to sign out. I want to thank once again everyone who has become a patron. As you see the logo on the screen, we got merchandise coming out. So we'll be posting up and updating you guys on that, where you can cop the merchandise. Also, become a patron at patreon.com/horribledecisions. Mm-hmm. Keep up with us on social media. Where, again, can they find everything with you? And, you know, I'll go ahead and hold this up.
Okay, so the book, The Hour of Neglect, is available on Amazon.com.
The Hour of Neglect.
And yes, you can find me on Twitter at KateCash8. You can find me on Instagram at XXXCakeFactory. I think that's pretty much all that I'm on right now.
And we'll be sure to, like, post her info in the description of iTunes and share her Amazon stuff with you guys.
Absolutely. And listen, my pussy wasn't just reading that. So. It was great. Again, I want to thank you so much. How much did your book cost? Yeah, go ahead.
They have different prices, like, for this is paperback, different so this is like the paperback is like $15.
Okay.
The ebook is like $7.99. And that's then if great. You're a part of, like, this Amazon Unlimited thing, I think you could get it for like $2.99.
Okay, so look, basically I say all that to say y'all can spend $8 on your fellow fucking black sisters.
But not only that, I do wanna say I also wanna shout out to all of our listeners. I met one of our listeners in LA. With her husband, and she said she said she'd be getting in the car and he'd be listening like, what are you listening to? But I met her outside of Avenue in LA. Shout out to her. She lives in LA. She knew the monogamous couple. She went to school with Danny and TJ. Small fucking world.
Whoa.
Super small world. And I just wanted to shout out to her. And she was fly as fuck with her red bottoms. And I feel like every time I meet our listeners, they're like, girl, I work at a bank. Girl, I work in corporate. We have very sophisticated
shit on the other. They're kind of listeners, but I just want to say that has made me feel so good.
So good. Absolutely.
About,
so
only because, like, and I want every kind of person to listen to us, but just knowing that what people think when they see this podcast, and then it's like, okay, but these are the people that also listen. And they get it. And
our listeners are amazing.
Like, they get it.
Yeah.
Niggas was in our live show listening to a dude like, yeah, I'd be letting other people fuck my girl. And they're like, huh.
And it was just real simple. So, bitch, that $7.99 and $15 ain't nothing to a boss. And all of our listeners are bosses.
You know what? It's Black History Month. Or maybe not by the time you listen to this. But what? You know what? It's Black History Gear, nigga. Wakanda forever.
That's right.
And all you got to do is, you know what I'm saying, buy a fucking $8 book and fucking support Black.
So, thank you guys so very much. Thank you for
coming. And support us.
It was amazing.
Together we make one whole black person. And we deserve your $5 a month for Patreon and these bonus episodes. We got a video now. And do you know we got to pay for that shit? This nigga ain't free. Luckily. You know what I'm saying? We get to look at him too. But subscribe to our Patreon and put some money in there so that we can keep giving you content and video and stuff.
Yes. Also, for anyone listening, if you want to sponsor us, please check out our email. We are having two live shows, guys. We are coming to Atlanta, and we are bringing you yet again another show in New York City. So if you have a company, if you want to sponsor us, cut the check. but go ahead and email us. We would love to make you a part of our brand and our live shows. So this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.